Hey, hey, it's me, Johnny B, and you are saddled in and getting ready for another episode of your favorite podcast with my name on it, The Johnny B Show Uncensored. Yes, we're going to be saying all kinds of naughty words. And my guest today is the number one chef in Tampa Bay, in my opinion, the Voodoo Chef, my man, Eric Youngs. You can follow him on Twitter and interact, and also on Instagram, Voodoo Chef 13. Also, at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show. And you can interact via email, send a voice memo, or just type it out all old school style for a while on your keyboard at jbuncensored@gmail.com. That's jbuncensored@gmail.com. Ignore the first email I gave you in the, you know, the first couple episodes. I don't know. I was high or drunk or both. Fuck it. I lied to you. It's jbuncensored@gmail.com. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk food. We're going to talk stick carriers movement. We're going to talk all kinds of greatness. I'm going to go over some news stories that I did on my terrestrial radio show with my man Eric, except we don't have to censor ourselves. Fuck yeah. Oh, here comes the motherfucking show.
And it goes a little something like this.
Listen up, bitches.
Okay, party people in the house.
You cannot say filth, flying filth, flying filth in front of people.
Dip, 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 dip.
Hey, it's me, Johnny B.
Yeah!
Awesome!
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Johnny.
Finish him. Bueller.
Don't let his playful nature fool you. He is ruthless.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Surely you can't be serious.
It's time to kick ass.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
This guy from Tampa, Johnny B, is huge, is amazing, and he's making podcasting great again.
Make some noise!
Fat Cave Studio, it's time for the Johnny B Show, Uncensored.
Oh boy, here we go. Another episode, it's the Johnny B Show, Uncensored, coming live from the Fat Cave Studio 3.0 in lovely Valrico, Florida. Gateway to Plant City. If you drove too far, sorry, you'll be in Lakeland soon. Wait, that's worse. Hello, Tampa Bay and everybody all around the world. I was looking today at some of the geographical logistics that I got through my little website thing. Holy fucking shit, Japan. Hello! You're downloading me in Japan? That is fucking nuts! We have in the studio today one of my best pals, and of course, he is a badass chef. It is my man Eric Youngs, the Voodoo Chef. What's up, pal?
What's going on, Johnny B? Thanks for having me out today, man.
It's good to have you here, man. I'm sorry you had to drive like 75 miles to be here because you live on the other side of the county, but it's good to have you.
That's okay, man. I'm getting overnight stay points, you know, and all that fun stuff.
That is sexy. And you, my friend, are a busy, busy guy like myself. Multiple jobs. You're a culinary instructor in the daytime. I believe you're still doing that, right? Are you seeing a? Are you like a overseeing other instructors? What are you doing now in the daytime?
Well, we left the high school environment and we moved on to adults. So I'm now running the adult program at Irwin Technical College where we have adults come in who want to continue in the field, and we're just trying to give them that opportunity to get out there, get a little experience, and hopefully get them a gig, man.
Yeah, you were the head instructor at the culinary program at Chamberlain High School in Tampa for, 20 years?
15 there. I opened the program in 2002 and then spent the last 15 years there, and it's just time to find something new.
Yeah, it's cool, man. So now you get to work with adults and all that stuff. But besides doing that, you own your own company, Voodoo Chef. You have sauces and spices. And of course, we have the Voodoo crew that you work tirelessly. You and I got to give your family love, too. Your wife and your daughter, without them, I mean, it would be really, really tough. They do a lot of work with it. And then, of course, chefs around the area and just foodies and people that love the whole message and the movement that's going on with the Voodoo Crew. And of course, I just upped my membership for the second year. Very excited about all the things we're going to be doing, from cook-offs and fundraisers and of course Gasparilla and the Night Parade. We do a lot of stuff.
We do a lot. And for a first, you know, last year they say for a first year crew, we did so much. And you can see all those dates at the on the Facebook page,
yeah.
Voodoo Chef. So if you go to Voodoo Chef on Facebook, you can check out all our calendar dates. Too many social events to ramble, too many parades, too many givebacks, but we'd love as many people to be involved in our mission as we could. So if you're interested in that, jump on, like the page, and check us out.
And the cool thing is, this isn't some vanilla. I see what I did there. This isn't one of these, we're a bunch of guys that like to cook food. Look at me, I put alfalfa sprouts as a garnish. No, we're rock stars. We are a badass crew of culinary badasses. I mean, we show up to Gasparilla dressed as zombie chefs. I mean, when we do an event, there's a certain rock and roll feel to it. I mean, we had an event in Ybor City with a Bon Jovi tribute band. I mean, it's Slippery When Wet, right?
Slippery When Wet. Yeah.
I mean, it was a goddamn rock. It was a rock show. We don't just pussyfoot around and go, oh, look at this, guys, we're gonna make a little thing. We do things at the Epicurean, where it's like a kitchen stadium and it's entertainment and there's pyrotechnics. Okay, not pyrotechnics, but it's
not yet.
It's badass though. Like, it's a really fun thing to be around all the time.
Yeah, when this crazy idea came to my head, you know, I remember a long time ago, a marketing guy told me, if something's not an extension of yourself, you're going to have a hard time selling it.
Okay.
So when I sat down with some of the people that I talk to and consult with and throw ideas off of, I was actually sitting down with my buddy Hollywood, and I said, Holly, here's what I'm thinking. You know, we're chefs, but we also like to party like rock stars. So when I think of creating the Voodoo Crew, I'm thinking of the whole chef scene, because, you know, you can't really jump in on the pirate bandwagon.
Right.
You know, so let's be the chefs off the boat. Let's be the chefs.
Somebody's got to feed people.
So let's take what we do and let's throw in that party like a rock star mentality, that 80s hair band that we love so much. And it just kind of started morphing into, you know, the guys are going to be like that Papa Samadhi, that chef, that bad guy. So you'll see us in our chef gear all shredded out and tattered out. But we want our ladies to be the antithesis to that, kind of like that bright color. And so we dress them in the Day of the Dead, those bright colors paying tribute to those that came before us.
Yeah.
And so you got the good and the evil and that whole yin and yang thing playing. And it just kind of morphed into where we're at today. And we've been getting a lot of press and a lot of publicity. And that's great because, you know, at the end of the day, as cheesy as it sounds, we do it all for the give back.
Absolutely.
And we help a lot of people in the community, and I appreciate all our people for that.
I love it, man. I love everything. Where all of it goes is really dear to me, too. You're talking food banks. You're talking culinary scholarships for kids that are, you know, aspiring to be in the culinary industry but just really can't afford to do it on their own. So it's really, it's almost our duty to give back and to help people out that can do things that we can help, you know, chase their dreams. Cause at some point somebody gave us a break at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whether it was, you know, the chef in the kitchen that brings you in and gives you that break, or your break on the stage or on the radio, whatever
right.
It is.
Absolutely.
We've all had that person. So, you know, I'm happy to say we gave away a lot of money last year, but in preparing for this year, we're going to knock it out of the park. We're going into four different high schools, feeding four different groups, all academic incentives. You know, our scholarship program's not changing. Our sponsor list continues to grow. It's just going to help us support more people, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I've met all the sponsors, and they're really good people, too. These aren't people that are like, I want to put my name on something that's going to make me some money.
No. When we started, I mean, the first person we reached out to was my boy, Chef Shane Shibley. And actually, it came about because Shane just showed up at one of our events where we were starting out saying, hey, this sounds cool. I think I want to be part. And next thing you know, he's sponsoring the whole damn thing. So
yeah,
first
Shane Chime, he's the executive chef, and he's responsible for building the menus for over 200 First Watches.
Let's change that to director of culinary.
That's what I meant
Shane
to say.
Shane just got propped up, and he deserves it. He's killing it out there with First Watch. So First Watch is our sponsor, and they do a lot for us. They help us get those floats out on the parade routes. and allow us to showcase what we do, which, you know, that's the fun part. But they also get behind and help with the scholarship and the give backs and things of that nature.
And so they're good. They're real good.
Yeah, and we can't forget our boy Doug from Just Grillin', another one of our sponsors.
Love Doug. Love his family. He's one of those guys that you can tell loves what he does.
Oh, he's like a little kid. And when you see him out on the parade route, it's yeah. even amplified, man.
He's amazing. And he does these cooking tutorials and things on the weekends. He don't have to do that. Like, I'm sure he could probably make it just selling great products. But he loves barbecue. Like, he loves it.
We just did one last week where we brought in whole tenderloins and we did a hands-on class. And we stood there while they were cutting the tenderloins and we seasoned them up, took them out. Finished them on the eggs.
Well, man.
And people took these things home, and it was just amazing.
It gives me an egg boner every time I hear about it.
I was going to say, it's uncensored. You can go there.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to say, man, I won't put my wiener in it. I didn't want to say anything like that because it get really weird. I'm actually doing a comedy show out at the Egg Fest or whatever. Eggs by the Bay. I'm going to be doing a little comedy set out there, and Doug asked me to come out to do that, and I'm super excited to do that because stand-up comedy around a bunch of big green eggs, I'm all over it. Absolutely.
That's a great event. It's open for everybody. I mean, if you want to show off your cooking skills, you can come out and cook at that event.
Yeah.
Or you can just come out and enjoy it. And I believe that's October 7th.
Yeah. Let's say you're gay and you like barbecue. You can come out and come out.
All at one time.
You know what I'm saying? And then you'd be like, just serve me hot dogs. I'm going to eat them without chewing. This is the greatest day of my life.
John, you're too much,
I'm just
man.
Saying. That's just the way you can do shit. So we talked about how the whole Voodoo Chef started out. Like, I know you talked about this with me before, like off the air, how the whole logo came about and how you became the Voodoo Chef. Tell people how you went from just being Eric Youngs to being now what everybody just knows you as Voodoo.
They do, and it's kind of cool. I mean, it drives my family crazy. We'll be somewhere and someone will walk up and go, hey, what's going on? I'm like, well, and God, I'm going to hate that I said this, but we'll walk away and my daughter will go, you had no clue who that was, do you?
I do that all the time.
And I'm like, no, I didn't, but it's horrible.
I'm a piece of shit.
We're garbage, man.
Yes.
It's fucked up, but
yeah.
But you walk away feeling so good.
And then later like, you're like, Dad, it was my dad.
Exactly.
What an asshole.
So we started this company with the seasonings to try and raise some money to give back because, you know, deep down, I knew we had to do something to help support people who wanted to go to culinary school
right.
and raise some money. So we just bottled some of my seasonings, and we did it under the brand Let's Do Gourmet. Because if somebody's cooking at home, we said, you know,
people love the word gourmet.
Yeah, so yeah. What do you want to do tonight? What kind of seasoning? Hey, Let's Do Gourmet. Ba-dum, boom.
Yeah.
And the graphic designer, he's sitting behind his obnoxiously fucking big monitor
right.
creating logos. And we're talking through this monitor, and he's like, look, dude, I get what you're doing. I know where you're going, what you're trying to do, and I think it's all great. And I'm like, awesome. He goes, but it's not going to work. And I'm like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
And he's like, so we argue for about 5 minutes. I'm like, grins and giggles, why is it not going to work? And this is one of the guys. It doesn't represent you.
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't represent you, you're not going to be able to sell the product. I said, all right, so for grins and giggles, what represents me? And he goes, well, you grew up in a restaurant, you're tattooed, you're pierced. Every other word out of your mouth is fuck something.
You're a real piece of shit, Eric.
I know.
That's what he said.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know, if you said Voodoo Chef, I'd believe it. So I picked up my phone and I Googled Voodoo Chef and it said buy the URL. And I'm like, all right, I'll fucking buy it. And I bought it. And that was like 6 years ago. And all of a sudden he sticks his head from around the computer. First time I've seen him in like 35 minutes. He goes, you just bought the URL, didn't you? And I go, well, yeah. And Voodoo Chef was, in a sense, born.
Right.
In name. I mean, it was what this gentleman perceived me to be, and it's, you know.
The logo's badass. I have it everywhere.
And, yeah, you do, and I'm taking pictures. It's all over the studio.
Yeah.
We're happy to support everything you do here, and it's on your cup. And
yeah, it's everywhere.
It's on your refrigerator.
It's on my car.
So, yeah, you know, that kind of morphed out of a different way when we finally started changing the products over, thanks to Doug over at Just Grillin'.
Right.
I was bored one day, and Let's Do Gourmet was sitting around the house, and I said, you know what, let's just start playing with Voodoo Chef. So I took one of the seasonings, and I'm trying to figure out if this was Voodoo Chef label, what would we call it? And I dumped it on the table, and it looked like dirt.
Oh, man.
So we called it dirt.
It's the greatest,
too. Dirt was born. I printed a label at my house on a black and white printer.
Seriously?
And I printed out, the only thing on it was the Voodoo Chef logo.
Right.
And the word dirt. And I scraped off some of the labels from the other brand, put these on, and I went up to Doug and I said, hey, can we sell these here? He goes, sure, what are they? And I go, well, it's that, but we want to try a new label. And it was a flat black label, Voodoo Chef, dirt. And they said, yeah, we'll put it up, put it up. I go, no, I want it right next to Colombian Rub.
Yeah, all the other good shit. Yeah.
My product, right? Which it was the same product. I wanted them side by side.
Gotcha.
And so I go, they were selling, I think, the Colombian Rub for $8.95 or something.
Right.
Colombian Rub is dirt. So dirt's next to it. And I said, if somebody asks how much it is, I want you to tell them $13. And they're like, $13? I go, don't even say dollars. $13. Unlucky $13. Ties in with the whole brand. And they sold all three bottles.
Isn't that crazy?
Doug tells me, if you change every label, we'll take the whole line. Voodoo Chef was born.
Yeah, and you have a lot of products under the Voodoo Chef umbrella. It's a lot of good shit, too.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's yeah, I mean, I use all of it. If you go in my refrigerator right now, you're going to think that I'm selling your products out of my house. It's ridiculous. And dirt is the best fucking seasoning ever used in my life.
And I appreciate that. And it's funny. We're in two supermarkets, one of which does not carry dirt.
Right.
Yet dirt is still our number one seller.
It's insane to me. Like, there's something about it. It's the sweet. It's so salty. I believe there's coffee in it.
A little coffee hidden in there.
It is fucking amazing on everything. And I'm talking ribs. And look, I don't want this whole show to be an ad, but this is... I talk about what I'm passionate about. And I should have done this right here. This would have been fair. Hold on. Let me give you a little.
From barbecue all the way to Chinese food, here's what Johnny B's eating this week.
Yeah. Fucking dirt, man. I've been eating it all week long. Look, can I confess something while you're here?
Yes, sir.
When we did the event at the Epicurean a couple weeks ago.
The Voodoo Chef Celebrity Cook-Off?
Yeah, the Celebrity Cook-Off.
Yes, sir.
Somebody was staring at the beautiful ladies that were in the cook-off, Gail Gallardo and Lee Spann. You were
stealing dirt.
Oh, I stole dirt. Yeah. I put it in my pants, and that's where it was. If you would have been like, man, do you have a boner? Sure do. Yeah.
You got a boner for your dirt.
I took the dirt, man. I had to. I had to take it. There was nothing I could do about it.
Well, you know what, Johnny? I'm going to get you a 5-pounder dirt just for you.
Don't play with my emotions. No. Because I put it on everything. I put it on eggs this morning. Like, it's good on everything. I fucking love it.
That's too funny.
It's my favorite shit.
Every time somebody tells me they put it on eggs, I can't see it because of the sugar content.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make sense in my brain, but so many people eat it on eggs.
I'm just saying. It's good.
You mentioned Celebrity Cook-Off. Can we thank all those folks real quick?
Yeah.
Because that was huge. You know, we have to thank all the celebrities, starting with Johnny B. You guys,
that guy's good.
Yeah, you guys killed it, man. And you had Dom on your team.
Yeah.
And Dom's on 102.5 The Bone out there with you guys. And you guys had Vince. And, you know, you made me laugh when you were talking about, dude, what the hell's he doing?
He's singing.
He's singing songs to me, man.
Yeah. He's serenading me. The guy's over there singing Luther Vandross behind my head.
Well, you better, that man can throw, bro.
Yeah.
That man can throw it down.
Good.
If you happen to show up at his house on September 10th, it's his birthday party.
Ooh.
And he's killing it.
Is it a weekend?
It's a weekend.
I'm in.
It's a Bucks game.
Don't fuck with me. Oh, that's
out of town. Out of town.
I know. That's a Miami game.
So,
I may have to show up for that.
You can be my plus four.
Okay.
My plus one. Because
I'm fat?
No, plus three. My plus one and plus two, you know.
I got you.
And you could be, well, Leah would be my plus three.
There you go.
That
perfect.
Makes you my plus four.
Yeah, I can't go anywhere without her.
So yeah, I'm sure they won't be upset.
Okay. So what if I show up with food?
Dude, from what I hear,
yeah,
you don't have to.
And yeah, that's
just
what I've heard too.
This huge smoker.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he invited me over just to see the smoker.
I want to see it. No, I want to hang out in it. I want to take a nap in it.
But we also, let's thank everybody else real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, we got to thank Gail and Lee from Channel 8. We got to thank JP from...
Because I'm positive they all listen to this podcast.
Well, they are. They're going to know.
They probably do.
JP from 620 and Superintendent of Hillsborough County Public Schools, Jeff Akins, for coming.
Yeah.
And then our coaches, Chef Del Campo, Chef Tim, and Chef Mensch from Kaiser University, Tim from East Lake.
Man, you know everybody so well. I know I had Tim Keekley, and that's all I care about.
Yeah, you had Tim Keelick as your coach.
Keelick, I'm sorry. I don't want to say Keekley. That's a linebacker. Keelick. What a jerk. It took me like forever to spell his name right and pronounce it right.
Dude, I still can't spell it right.
Right?
God.
It's not easy.
You know, the worst thing is when you fuck up one of your sponsors' names and they're like, you're an ass, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So that was a great event, and I'm excited about the next one. If you had to pick a celebrity chef, because this is something I've always wanted to ask you, and I always forget to, like somebody that's on television, Food Network, or one of these, who would be your favorite
celebrity chef?
Yeah. Like who, like if you could hang out with one and like cook with them and like somebody you like to watch on TV, is there anybody?
You know, this is going to sound so stupid because it's, you know, like he's the most popular out there on TV.
No,
right
why
now,
not? Yeah.
But Gordon Ramsay is,
I like him.
Everybody talks about he's such an ass, but if you really watch him and you watch the shows, he really cares about his people.
Yeah.
And that's huge to me, is caring about your people. So I enjoy watching how he nurtures his people and tries to grow them along. Now, if they suck and they're assholes, he calls them a donkey and tells them to get the fuck out, which is equally commendable.
He's doing a YouTube thing now, and I keep seeing him pop up on Facebook. He's doing his online series where he's teaching you how to cook something in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's really fucking good. Like, he's not one of these guys that just talks shit and he's a character on TV. You run into those sometimes, and you're like, this guy's full of shit. He's really, really good at what he does, and he knows everything about the different, you know, cuisines. So I like him. I like that he fucking cusses people out. I don't mind it at all.
Well, you know, I don't think he's doing it for any other reason than the show.
It's entertainment.
A lot of times it's the hype, but then you watch him, like the same guy he cussed out 2 hours ago, they're taking him to dinner, and he's coaching him and life coaching him and telling him how to get better, and it's just who he is, and you have to understand that, but the underlying message is he's trying to grow these folks, and I think that's important.
Who's your least favorite celebrity chef? Who's somebody you look at and you go, fuck that person?
Oh, dude.
There's a lot of them, I'm sure. Who's one do you hate?
I don't really watch.
Not hate.
I don't really watch a lot of the Food Network,
right?
For starters.
Yeah?
You do it all day. I don't want to go home
that's
and
That's the
watch
same
it.
Thing. My day job, I deal poker, and I do not watch poker on TV. Because I look at these people all day long, and I don't want to come home. You know, I'd be like a fry guy watching the Fry Channel when he comes home at night. Like, oh, man, they're over-salting them. What are they doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know, to say which one of these people I just get under my skin,
yeah,
I can't really say any of them.
Yeah.
I don't think I watch it enough.
Yeah, there you go.
But
what's the type of chef that gets under your skin? Not a celebrity
you know what
chef.
Show, I'll tell you what show I can't watch. I can't watch Pioneer Woman.
Me neither.
It's just so freaking slow.
Yeah.
And laid back, and that's not my style. And I'm like, oh my God, just speed it up, bitch. Come on.
Yeah. You know what I was watching earlier? Trisha Yearwood, Garth Brooks' wife.
Right.
She was a great country artist for a long time. She has a cooking show. It's like Trisha's Kitchen or something. Bing, bong, bang. We're going to do some Southern cooking today. All right. I watched it for 5 minutes earlier. I was flipping through, and she made some sort of a vegetable dish, and she goes, and now we're going to put a fried egg on top, right? Which I'm cool with throwing an egg. I'll throw an egg on anything. I like a nice, but the reason why you do that is so you have a nice soft yolk that drips down into it and
absolutely.
It creates a sauce out of it. This bitch, number one, she took a half a stick of butter, put it in a pan to cook two eggs. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, calm it down, Paula Deen. Like, I just spray a little Pam or some olive oil in there. You don't need all that goddamn butter. If you're going to use butter, you'll need a half a stick. And then she takes the two eggs, and she starts flipping them violently with a spatula and breaks the yolks on them and overcooks them. And then she takes these two broken, over-hard, overcooked eggs and puts them on top of these vegetables. And I never saw her season them at all, so they were just no salt. And then she puts them on top of these vegetables, and her and her fat country friend start eating them, right? They're both just like, oh, it's going to be so good. Yum, yum, yum. And they start eating it. They're like, this is so good. I'm like, it is not, Trish. It's not good. You don't even know what the fuck you're doing.
Oh,
you're just rich.
When you said the eggs looked overcooked, that was it.
She broke the fucking yolks. How about you edit in your recording this shit with the whole crew? You go, hey, fucked up the yolks. Let's
exactly.
Little palsy pause. I got a whole bucket of eggs over here. We'll do this shit again.
You're fucking 9 cents.
If I break a yolk in my fucking kitchen, guess what? It goes straight in the garbage. And then I fucking make another one.
I feel you, bro. I didn't even know she had a show.
Oh, it's horrible.
How do you
fucking
really
horrible.
Feel?
Oh, it's fucking horrible. Now I'm going to watch it just to hate her. Sometimes you want to watch something just to hate something. And I like everything I watch. So now when I feel like life is just too good, if I feel like I'm in a great mood and I need to pump the brakes on it, I'll turn on fucking Trisha Yearwood's Southern Kitchen and I'll watch her just fucking rape a chocolate souffle or something.
And that segment just cost us any chance ever at Garth Brooks backstage passes.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. He could thunder roll somebody else. I'm not really concerned about Garth Brooks. And he's getting on my nerves lately, too. Because he's doing all these really sweet things now in public.
Exactly.
Like, fucking quit it, dude. Like, did you see what happened? It went viral. This guy proposed to his girlfriend at the Garth Brooks concert, and Garth Brooks brought him on stage and said he was going to pay for their honeymoon.
Like, you're not over enough, man.
He's worth $7 billion. Who gives a fuck if he buys him a trip to the Bahamas? That ain't shit for him. That's like me farting a nickel. It's nothing. But he's such a great guy. He's got so nice. And shut up.
Dude, you're a trip.
Dumb, man. Dumb. I hate it. You don't see him walking around like creating safe wells for African babies to drink out of or anything. No. He's like, oh, what's your name, Nick? You just proposed to Charlotte? I'm going to send you to Hawaii on me. Yeah, this is going out to you. It's called the dance. Fuck you. I'm going to dance out this concert, you piece of shit.
Dude.
Anyway, he's fine. Sorry. Just wanted to get that off my head. I do want to send a shout out to my guys, the Stick Carriers. Yesterday was a completely epic day for Bucks fans. And if you don't know what a Stick Carrier is and you're in the Tampa Bay area, you don't even have to be. They're all over the world. If you're a fan of the Buccaneers, then you should probably look into what we're doing with the Stick Carrier movement. And if you're not a fan of the Buccaneers, I'm not trying to bring you over into our fucking, you know, our fanship or fandom. But, I mean, if you want to be, you can be. But I'm saying we as a fan base have over the last, I don't know, year or so, kind of got tired of the nation looking at us like fair weather fans, like weak fans. We can't fill our own stadium. And quite frankly, they have been right. We have not been able to fill our own stadium. We have been fair weather fans. Not myself personally. I like the Bucks. I love the Bucks since I was 7 years old. Whether they suck or not, I have always been there for them. I can tell you every coach, every quarterback. I know my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I've also been one of those that gets pissed off by how most of the fan base seems to be fair weather, seems to come out while they're winning and then tucks away and you know, behind the couch or in a cave while they're losing. Well, last year, the Bucks had a pretty good season. And amidst their 6-game winning streak, I believe, Dirk Cutter, the coach, he, in a post-game locker room conversation with the team, mentioned, you know, speak softly, but carry that big motherfucking stick. That's exactly how I said it. It really got the team fired up, and it has become the mantra of the team and the fan base. And a big group of us, my buddy Justin Pulowski has a podcast called Bucks Uncensored, which I love. And he said on his podcast after that game, after that speech, he said, if you're a Bucks fan and you listen to this podcast, you're like Dirk Cutter. You're a stick carrier. And it just kind of took off. It's been snowballing, and now it's building. Yesterday, training camp was August 5th. We're recording this on a Sunday. It was officially Stick Carrier Takeover Day. The Bucks knew it was coming. Jason Light, the GM, knew it was coming. Dirk Cutter, the coach, knew it was coming. Several players knew it was coming. Several members of the media, some who did not like the idea, knew it was coming. But it was way bigger than we thought it was going to be. There was thousands of stick carriers there, which was amazing. National media attention. ESPN talked about it. The NFL Network talked about it. Yahoo News, USA Today. The Buccaneers themselves put out videos later in the evening, and you can hear them chant, and they're shouting out to the stick carriers. Deshaun Jackson's mom tweeted out how proud her son was to be a Buccaneer because of the stick carrier movement. So now we're on the map. So I did want to give a shout out to my brothers and sisters that are now stick carriers. This is a real deal. We are just as powerful, if not more powerful, than a lot of these huge fan bases that have been carrying on in the NFL for a long time. The Dog Pound in Cleveland, which, by the way, kudos to them. They had 50,000 people show up to a practice the other day, and their team has sucked balls for decades, and they still stick with them. I don't get it. The team looks ugly. They had a team move to Baltimore and change its name. They cried. They got another team back, and they support this new team with the same shitty logo and uniforms and shitty team, and the fans stick with them. That's the kind of fucking fan base the Stick Carriers are creating. Not that we want the Bucks to suck and have a shitty helmet and all that. We don't want that at all. It's just horrible. Be named after an old man that was a coach. A lot of people don't know that. The Browns were named after Larry Brown, like their first coach. I never
didn't know that.
I thought they were UPS drivers. I had no fucking idea. Anyways, a shout out to all the Stick Carriers. If you listen to this podcast, I do appreciate you guys. But I'm still blown away. As a matter of fact, I had a Stick Carrier send me a voicemail, and I will play it for you guys because this is very, very sweet. You can send a voice memo as a voicemail if you go to jbuncensored@gmail.com, and we had somebody do just that. Here's that voicemail. This is Brandon in Oregon. Big, huge Stick Carrier.
Johnny B, what's happening, man? This is Brandon Hendricks, Papa Bucks on Twitter. All the way out here in Oregon, doing my farming thing today.
Sounds like he's actually skydiving, which I think is really cool.
I met you at Bricado's after the Bucks Uncensored draft party. So anyways, I haven't had a chance to catch you on the radio, but because I found this podcast you're doing, I was like, holy fucking shit. I can get the Bone app and listen to your radio show on
there. Damn
that.
Right.
Plus, I can get you uncensored on here. Just
fuck
like
yeah.
My Bucks Uncensored stuff.
He's right, by the way. Brandon is right. You can also listen to me on my terrestrial radio show if you just happen to be stumbling upon this podcast. Anywhere in the world also, if you have the internet, you go to theboneonline.com. You could stream it there Monday through Friday, Eastern time in America. And that is 10 p.m. till midnight. Or you can go to the Bone app. You can download it, iOS, Android, Google Play, and you can stream it any time of the day you want with a replay feature. It's called The Johnny B Show. That's why this is The Johnny B Show Uncensored, because I can say fuck.
How fucking cool is that?
Pretty cool.
I was thinking about you because I was just listening to your podcast, and currently it's 106 degrees where I'm at in Oregon.
In Oregon? It's 106 fucking degrees?
What the fuck?
Is that possible? So it's the fucking beautiful Northwest. It's where all the hipsters and douchebags live.
And I go ahead and pop up my weather app, and I look over there in Tampa, and you guys have, like, rain forecasts for, like, the next 2 weeks, and you're, like, in the upper 80s.
Yeah, that's what it is here in Florida. And look, you say upper 80s, and you're like, that's not too bad. But when you have 99% humidity all day long, and it's 92 degrees outside, it's Satan's nutsack. 24/7. You walk outside and a big giant 100-foot tall metaphoric Satan squats down and drops his nutsack right on your face, and it's not fun. It's not fun at all.
To be honest, I don't know what it's like for you guys, but I'm envious of that right now, because it is like a hot June Florida morning out here.
I thought he was gonna say Jew, and I was gonna have to edit that out. We can't have that kind of talk.
And I would love a little bit of a rain break, especially being a farmer. But anyways, that's enough about that. I'm hoping that this wasn't too long. I can't tell you how fucking awesome it is to be able to hear you. You're a funny-ass motherfucker.
I am a funny-ass motherfucker. This guy, it's like we already know each other. I mean, it's crazy, right?
That dude, he's nailing.
He's on it.
And you're a Stick Carrier, and you're just... And I heard that episode where you had your son on, and...
Here's a part where he's probably going to say my son's like a really good kid and really awesome and smart and all that. He has no idea. My son right now is making somebody cry on PlayStation in the other room. He's a real piece of shit too.
Great to hear, you know, someone who I consider to be, you're a true American, man. You have some good morals.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of other fat folks. Yeah, I guess.
Values. And you've obviously done a great job raising your kid. I've got a 17-year-old son, too, and I like to believe I'm doing just as well.
Yeah, because you sound 17. You sound super young, and you have a 17-year-old son. I kind of like that a lot.
Johnny, I love that you got a fanboy here, but...
I like it, too.
But what happened to the part where he said, I hope it didn't go too long? That was like 8 minutes ago.
No, it's cool. It's
he's a fanboy. I mean,
it's his first one. It's his first one. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. There's only 9 more minutes. Hold on.
So, anyways, I can't wait to make it back out to Florida. I would definitely want to...
You could have got here by the time this recording was over.
come see one of your live stand-up shows and just to hang out. I think it'd be fucking awesome.
It would be.
I only got a brief. I got 10 minutes of you when we were at Bricado's that day.
We got 10 minutes of him.
Yeah, I like it. It's only fair. It's only fair. This is, Brandon, I think this recording's been awesome. I don't think it's too long if it's great.
Brandon, I'm just messing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Eric Young's is a real turd sandwich.
And it was just awesome. I can't wait to see you again. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep grinding. Keep bringing that shit, man.
Yeah.
Just everything you do, just
fuck
keep
yeah.
doing it. The world needs to hear you.
They do!
And I'm glad you're able to get out there in every way possible.
I'm getting
man,
out
so
there,
awesome.
Brandon!
I hope you can make it to the stick carrier takeover at training camp.
I was there!
At Bucks training camp.
I was all up
in it. I know
I
can't make it out, but man, I'm going to be following along on social media.
Fuck yeah!
But anyways, that's enough about this. Remember to speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. But
I
if
will.
You're Johnny B, don't worry about speaking softly, man. Just keep bringing that fucking stick.
I like it. I'm bringing it.
I'll talk to you later, brother. I'll be following along on social media and listening to your podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Because I think you're an awesome dude, and I love hearing what you have to say.
Yeah, me too.
Keep it up, brother.
Good kid, gotta go.
That's a real fanboy, Johnny.
I like it. That's not all the way from Oregon, dude.
I know, but
that's cool.
He said, Johnny B, keep bringing that stick.
It's a stick carrier.
Oh, yeah. I'm with yeah. you.
No, look, this podcast, I have reinvented it, and so it's a new version of the old podcast, which means I'm still in my infancy level, so I'll take all the fanboying
I can get.
Dude,
that's hot that you got some brand
yeah.
from Warren.
And if I have to bring out my big old stick, and you know, that's fine. You know what I mean? I'm down with it. You know what I mean?
You're making me feel bad. Brandon, hit me up. I'll send you some voodoo.
There you go. Yeah, Voodoo Chef 13. He's just fucking with you. That's what we do. We bust a little balls around here. You know what I'm saying? We fucking love this kid. Oh!
We got to go to that show.
Fucking show. What fucking show you talking about over here? Fucking. Is that you thought I was doing Andrew Dice Clay?
What was that, Dangerfield?
No, this is just a horrible, bad, like generic Italian guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the guy that dies in the first 5 minutes of every episode of The Sopranos.
God,
the guy, I just fucking brought you a coffee over here. Fucking, oh,
I think
fucking
I know that
shot
guy.
Me in the fucking face over here. Sorry, no.
That's awesome.
You want to go over a couple of news stories that we did during the week that we couldn't really say the way we wanted to say?
Yeah, man, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
I don't follow the news, but we'll try.
Well, it's the news that I do on my regular radio show that, you know, we do a little what the hell news segment and stuff. But then there's sometimes I'm reading these and I go, man, I want to say something that I can't say on the radio because I'll get fired. So then I come up with this little thing here.
And now for the craziest shit of the week.
Okay, the craziest shit of the week that we talked about on the show that I was not allowed to talk about, and then I got one or two here that we never got to because I didn't really want to talk about them on the show because I knew it would get me in trouble. There's a doctor in Georgetown that is in a lot of trouble for what he did to his patients. Dr. Nigel Mark Phillips, do you know him?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure before I start talking shit about him. He's not a friend of yours. Do you know anybody named Nigel?
No.
It's a cool fucking name. Like if you're kidnapping James Bond or something.
Or if you're Austin Powers' boss.
Oh, Nigel. Yeah, well, this doctor has now had his license revoked or removed. He's banned from doing medicine. And it's really, I don't think it's really all that bad what he did. It says here, at the first day of his discipline hearing Monday, a five-member discipline panel heard that this Dr. Phipps admitted to showing four photos of himself in various stages of undress to patients and staff and that his conduct was disgraceful, dishonorable, and unprofessional. So basically, he's walking in on his female patients and saying, hey, what do you think about this picture? And he's got like his shirt off, and they're like, what? And he goes, how about this one? Now he's got his pants off, and they're like, wait a second. And then the next one is just full on ding dong. You know what I mean? So apparently you're not allowed to do that there, Chef. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
That doesn't sound okay to me, John.
Have you ever had a man show you his dick for no reason?
No, I can't say that.
Not even like in a fun, playful way?
No, not even in that, you know.
Like a friend. Hey, dude, I'm going to the bar and get a beer. You want a beer? Boom, my dick's out! No?
No, I can't say that I haven't. Let's not start today, John.
No, I'm not going to do that to you.
So you know, you've seen the movie Waiting. That's obviously,
yeah.
You know, nobody.
No. By the way, anybody who's worried about if you've seen the movie Waiting. It's probably a good 15-year-old movie. Dane Cook and other actors in it. And it's basically set in a Bennigan's setting. They called it something else, I believe. But all the heinous stuff that those line cooks do to food, I don't want you to think that's real. Even though it is.
No, that's not.
I'm just kidding. It's not.
Maybe.
It's not.
Allegedly.
My girlfriend, she did something today for the first time ever. No, I'm kidding. She, for the first time ever, she, what? I mean, you know, hold on. I got audio. For the first time ever, she had groceries delivered to the house. No way. You can do that.
That's
Walmart,
a thing?
Walmart has it for free. You go to the website and you order and they fucking deliver it to your house.
Dude, that could be detrimental to my health, man.
It's a $10 charge, but the first time you do it, it's free. There's no delivery fee. Even the delivery fee for $10 is way worth it.
So when I'm like sitting on my couch and watching the game.
Not that fast.
I could just say, hey, send me some Doritos and a tub of sour cream?
Not that quick. You have to do it like a day in advance, I think.
So I have to plan ahead when
I think they do that to keep people from dying of morbid obesity, because if you could just go, Walmart, send Doritos now, and they go, on the way, fatty. No.
I could live with the name fatty.
I'm okay with that. I've lived with it forever. But they delivered the food today, and I was in the shower, and when I came out, she's like, look, we got food. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, yeah, I had it delivered. And I asked, you know, how the process was. You go on the website. They have every item, every food item at the Walmart on the website. And then she said, I go, well, who drives it over? A Walmart employee? And she said, no, it's like an Uber. Like, I guess Walmart pays for the Uber or something that comes out. And then I said, oh, okay, so you tip the guy, right? And she goes, well, no, he didn't bring it inside. We had to go out to the car and get it. And I said, but you still should have tipped him. And she's like, oh, I did. So now I'm worried. Now I told her, now we can't do it again, because
who says what he's going to do to your food?
Exactly. Man. What if we get the same Uber driver? He sees the address and he goes, you know what? Now I'm going to ball mop all your bell peppers. Now I'm going to pull your bell peppers out and I'm going to slide my nuts over all of them.
That's like that's like not tipping at the restaurant, man.
She's a good tipper normally, but she just didn't understand the protocol with this new service. But I told her, I go, man,
you're going to have to like double tip next time, but you're still going to have that question in the back of your mind.
We're still going to have balls on our food, you know, which I told her the next thing you order, everything has to be packaged. Like, it's got to be pre-packaged.
No pun intended.
Yes. No package on my packaging. So, because if we have anything to eat, like if it was a cucumber, he's going to stick just the tip of it in his butt before he puts it back in the bag. And then,
dude, I'm like an audience for you here, man.
I'm being serious, man. Like, I'm worried about this goddamn food delivery thing. It's worth. Where do you buy most of your groceries? Are you a simple man or are you a fancy schmancy chef man?
No, I'm a simple guy. Publix.
Yeah.
We're hitting the Publix.
Publix isn't simple. It's where shopping is a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And where you can get your voodoo.
I know.
And when they don't have it at Publix, I head over to the Winn-Dixie.
Both two fancy grocery stores.
Yeah,
I like it.
You got to support where
I go to Publix, too. I like it. I work 2.5 jobs, so I feel as if I work hard enough to go to Publix.
I'm with you.
You know? Walk in, it smells good. The air conditioning's always set right. There's no flies in your face like some places.
For the most part, people are nice. I love that they walk you. Hey, can you tell me where the ketchup is? First, you're an asshole if you don't know where the fucking ketchup is.
Yeah, it's on the fucking condiment aisle, fatso. How about you look and you see mustard or mayonnaise? It's in the same area, turd.
But then they politely walk you to the product.
If you hold your... Look, I've done this. You can extend your hand. They'll actually... hold your hand and walk you like you're
I swear I'm gonna
like
fucking try it next time.
Do it, dude. It's so great. I think they're told there's a lot of Easter egg items at Publix that you don't know about. There's a lot of shit that people aren't aware of.
You mean more than the free cookie?
Oh, way more than the free cookie.
Tell me, man. I gotta
free
know.
Cookie, you have to technically be a child, but you can always pull the my wife's over there battling with my kid in the meat department. Can I get his free cookie and take it to him? And they go, sure. And then your fat, lonely ass eats it by yourself.
Exactly.
You're like, I got you. I got my cookie.
Is today the day you started the free bagels for kids? You know, I heard that on the TV.
Yes, my son heard it. Yeah, you can get a free six-pack of Yingling on Sundays. No, here's something people don't know. When you get a sandwich made there, you can request anything in the store to be utilized on that sandwich. So say there's a condiment that's in their condiment aisle and you want it on that sandwich, you could tell them.
So I can get the voodoo
yes
on my sandwich
yes
at the Publix.
Yes, they will go.
That's so freaking
And that's
on.
What made me think about it. Next time I go to Publix, I'm having a fat day and I want to eat a big old juicy sandwich. I'm going to tell them, yeah, can you go get the voodoo?
Southern gold off.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, and put it on there. Or go get the red and spice it up for me, you know, or the black, you know, and they have to go get it. But my buddy told me.
He goes, I didn't know that.
Yes, and they will go. You could tell them, look, you guys got the jalapeno maple bacon pickles that I really like. I think that would go good on your chicken tender sub. And they'll go. Okay, be right back. They'll go get it and put it on your goddamn sandwich.
See, I'm a real shit junk food guy. I always think, would you like onions on that? Yes, I would. Funyuns.
They'll do it.
Please go get them.
Oh, spicy Cheetos on a sandwich?
Oh, dude, let's go
get
now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I got dinner. As soon as cast's over, we're there.
Oh, so good. So fucking good. Thank you again, Brandon, for calling. I just thought about him again. So yeah, this guy showed his wiener. That was one story that I wanted to get into and take phone calls. And the phone call I wanted to take from people was, have you ever had somebody just unsolicitedly, like in person, not a photo, because we do those phone calls sometimes with dick pics and vagina pics, but in person, if somebody, and I'm not talking about old school trench coat guy that just goes, whoa, and flips open his trench coat and flashes you. You know, I'm talking about just like, you know, out the zipper and nice. You go, hey, check this out. Like, whoa, what happened there? Or just pull their nuts out of their zipper at you and be like, oh my God, look at that. I've
got a lot of people I think might try to pull that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think they did it. They wouldn't do it with me.
I was talking to a magician friend of mine, and he's been on the show. He's a really good street magician guy.
Yeah, we might have to chat about him. I'm a magic geek.
Okay. Well, he's cool. He's really good. He also does the numerology stuff where he can ask you like number stuff and figure shit out. He's really good with that kind of stuff. And also like astrological shit. He's in all that weird shit. But I was telling him, I go, this would be a cool thing. If you could do this, I think it would be awesome. Like, if you could do a little sleight of hand where you take like a quarter and you put it behind somebody's ear, all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. But while you're doing it, somehow you get your wiener to just kind of hang out of your zipper, right? They don't see it because you're using sleight of hand. You're distracting them up here, and then down there, you're letting the wiener out, and that's how you end the trick. Like you go, and the quarter is now 75 cent, and they're looking in your hand at these three quarters, and then with the other hand, you kind of just wave across your crotch region. You go, and my dick is out. And they go, oh my God! His dick is out. When did that happen?
Did we not learn anything from the doctor?
Yeah.
That's a misuse of magical powers.
He does it all the time, though. That's his catch. That's like, dude, that would be such a great magician. Everything he does. Like, he saws a girl in half, and he goes, and you'll notice she is whole again. And you go, oh, my God. And my dick is out. Oh! Oh, his dick is out again.
He got the shirt, I mean.
Yeah.
Abracadabra, here's my jug.
Abracadicka. Yeah. Like, everything he does. Like, he goes, and today I will make a Chevy Silverado disappear. And he rips off the curtain. The Chevy's gone. And then everybody's freaking out. And then that's about 10 seconds later, you notice his dick is out again. You go, and then he goes, and yes, my dick is out. And they go, oh, this guy is crazy. And then sometimes he'll throw you and there'll be like two dicks. Like,
no, that's magic.
He can't even have two dicks. One of them's not even white, right? Like, he has one long black one and one short white one. He goes, and my dicks are out, right? And oh, this guy, he is crazy. You never know what's going to happen.
That's fucking money right there, man.
You never know. The crazy dick out the fucking zipper.
That's a whole new twist on the magic wand.
Just saying, David Copperfield, fucking you ain't shit if the dick is out guy gets on the scene. Amazing Jonathan was in town recently. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't want to.
It was that bad?
Well, he's not good. Like, he's not doing well.
What's wrong with him?
Just bring the show down to a somber. Oh, no, man. He's like sick or something. It's not good. My buddy interviewed him. He's a local writer, and so it's not good. He said he doesn't look amazing at all. He's been battling some sickness and ooh. None we can do for him now. It's going to be okay. If you're listening, John, I got your back, man. I got your back. I know you can pull through this. You can beat this sickness. You can continue on, bring back the zombie ball, do all the great magic you've done for years. get your contract back in Vegas, perform every night of the week, bring the happiness and joy that you've always brought to everybody, and at the end of the day, Amazing Jonathan, my dick is out. Look at this. Look at this right here. Look at that. Woo! You didn't even see that coming. Oh, man, I got you with the sad story.
And he's not so amazing after all.
Well, I'm just saying. That's what you got to do every now and then.
He's a stud, man. I loved Amazing Jonathan.
He was awesome. He did a lot of great
shit. Make you laugh out loud.
Yes, he did a lot of great. Oh, man, I forgot about this thing. We got to do it again. Hold on 1 second.
From barbecue all the way to Chinese food, here's what Johnny B's eating this week.
I ate something last night in Avon Park, Florida. Have you ever been there?
No, but you told me you were there last
night. Yeah, it's Gateway to Sebring. Have you ever been there?
No.
Gateway to...
Dude, I had a hard time getting here.
Yeah, it's bad. It's the middle of nowhere. I had a comedy show last night. And look, I'm not going to make fun of this venue. I am so happy they had me. But you know you've really made it when you are headlining Senior Jalapenos.
Dude, in Avon Park. I'm so jealous.
You should be.
I'm so, you don't understand.
The place was huge and very authentico. They had, oh, it's great. Now, at least I was headlining it. My man, Michael Murillo, was the feature act, and I had a friend of mine, Todd Stimmel, was the host.
Tell me the difference between those titles there.
The host goes on first.
For ignorance like me.
Yeah, the host goes on first. They're the MC. They do about 15 minutes of comedy, and then they bring up the other comics. So
okay.
The feature act is the middle guy or girl, and they do about 25 minutes to 30 minutes. And
so they're like the opener in a rock show.
Basically, yes. And then the headliner, obviously, is the final guy that goes on stage, usually does 45 minutes to an hour, somewhere in that area.
Awesome.
Unless it's a BET show, and then they do 3 hours.
So you're headlining this show at
yes.
Senor Jalapenos.
Senor Jalapenos.
Dude, I got to tell you.
I know. The whole drive out there, it was an hour and 15 minutes, and I'm just like, you know what, guys? This is what it's all about. This is it. I stopped at a gas station on the way home. I tweeted it out. It was a flooded parking lot in Winter Haven. And a rubber glove that somebody would either cook meth or do dishes with just floated across my feet as I'm pumping gas. I'm
dude,
like,
that's awesome.
This is a metaphor. Anyway, I get out to Senor Jalapenos, which are very nice staff, but there wasn't a lot of people there, which I was shocked because it was like really the only big Mexican restaurant in the area. And I know they had people that would love that kind of food out there. And there was like 12 people in the whole place. And it was one table of really old, like probably 70 something year old transplants from up north somewhere. And I guess they lived in a retirement community down the road. And I was so worried. I go, this is not going to be good. But I have a table of really old people. I am a real dirty piece of shit on stage, right? My influences are, you know, Carlin and Pryor and Red Fox.
So the demo is not making me excited.
The last time I had a demo like that was a really big crowd in like Port Charlotte, and they hated me. Like I got crickets for like a half hour straight. And so I was like, here we go. So here's where the eating part comes in. They fed us for free, like they will do comics sometimes at venues. And the food was actually good. Like it was really good. I got shrimp chili relanos. That's my favorite Mexican dish is chili relanos. You know, they stuff it with the cheese and the meats, and they roll it around in some batter and deep fry that bitch, and it's just it's really, really good. But they put shrimp in it, which I've never had before.
How was it?
It was good. It was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't the greatest, but it was pretty good.
Dude, Senor Jalapenos.
I was going to get jalapenos because it's in the name, right? But then I was like, I don't want to be disappointed if the jalapenos were mediocre, you know what I mean? Then I'd be like, change your fucking name, man. It should be called Senior whatever that salsa
mediocre
was.
Mediocre Jalapenos.
Oh, that's not a good name for business. No, that's the salsa. Because every time you go to a Mexican restaurant, they give you salsa to start it out, homemade salsa. It better be. It better not give me no motherfucking El Paso if I walk in that bitch. And their homemade salsa, outstanding. Really, really good. Are we on Facebook Live right now?
We're on Facebook Live.
Oh, shit.
Shane Shobley's on Facebook Live.
Well, hey, Shane. Hey, or Shane. Wow. Okay. Well, okay. Killer. Oh, man. They all think I'm a big piece of poop. People that don't know me that are watching this, they're like, this guy.
What they're really saying, he really didn't pull his junk out. He said he pulled his junk out.
And, hey, Facebook Live. My dick is out. No, it's not. It's not. I am wearing pajama pants, so I could have my wiener out real fast if I wanted to.
No, we're good, Johnny.
Okay. All right. I won't do it. Next time. Okay. Anyway, so I get up there to perform, and they were the greatest 12 people I've ever performed for, ever. Like, they got every joke. They loved me. It was so surreal to me. And I went all the way out here to this place. 12 people showed up, and they could not have had a better time. It was unbelievable.
See, what I think, Johnny, is Senor Jalapeno forgot to tell you that he booked a private show for you.
I guess.
You know, it's
they were all my people?
You were booked to perform for those 12 people.
I bet they listen to the podcast. I bet they're listening
right
now.
They're listening right now.
Yeah, that is crazy.
If they're listening, they need to tweet in and tell us how the food and the comic show was.
I felt like I could have just farted into the mic and they would have loved it. That's how easy it was to do this show.
Those are great shows, aren't they?
Yeah, it was really, really great. And Michael Murillo is very funny. He opened for him and he did well. And Todd, the guy that emceed, that's a tough spot to MC because you go up and there's 12 old people and you're like, oh, shit, here we go.
Hey, Frank.
Everything he said, they were laughing at. Like, it almost sounded like canned laughter from, like, I Love Lucy. I'm like, this is weird, man. It seems like a really weird episode of Better Call Saul or something like that. I go, even the lighting and the fixtures, it felt like it was in the late 70s and something weird was going to happen. Somebody was going to get ready to get their neck cut or something weird, but it ended up being great. It was good. It was a good time. I know when I set the story, I thought it was going to be a horror story, but it ended up being fine.
That's awesome. Tell me where you're at next, Johnny, because I want to come see you.
You know what? I am glad you asked, because I have no fucking clue right off the top of my head where I'm going to be next.
So what I really said was, John, tell us about your week.
Yes, I'll be on the radio. Yeah. I had some bookings coming up in the next couple of weeks that I have postponed because of my promotion at the radio station.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And they were booked during the week. And normally, when I was doing the other radio show, there was two other hosts on the radio show. So if I had a comedy show, you know, there was still two guys that can, you know, would fill in the void, or vice versa. One of those guys needed a day off, and I was there. Same thing. And now that's the Johnny B show 5 days a week. Johnny B kind of needs to be there. You know,
you would think, and you know, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you finally got your own show, man. You much deserved.
It was really cool the way it happened, too. I was at the meeting, and I was talking to him about some ideas on some promotion stuff and everything else. And as I really pitched, like, the second idea really strong, I could tell he wasn't really looking in my eyes, and that was when I pulled my dick out. I was like, and my dick is out. And he's like, well, now you get your show 5 days
a
week.
You got a show.
You somehow slid your dick out, and I didn't see it, and that's the win. You win right there.
Was it the twofer?
No, it was one. It was one. I haven't mastered the biracial two-dicker. I want to do that, but I haven't done it. That is the secret key. If you're out there and you want to be a radio personality, you want to have your own show, you just have to learn how to pull your dick out when people aren't looking. And you're in. That's just the way it is. It's like a password.
I'm going to have to stop laughing because you just keep going. It's like I'm an audience.
Oh, you pull your day out. No, it's fine. Chef, I guess we can wrap things up here. I guess here, let me hit a sounder thing for the stuff.
Mommy say.
I say it's time to wrap this shit up.
Make it official. Thanks again, buddy, for coming out.
Dude, it was a blast. I will do this anytime.
I love it. I am looking forward to more events with the Voodoo Crew and Voodoo Chef. You could go to voodoochef.com and you can figure out all the things that we're up to, what he's up to, how you could get the spices and the sauces and become a part of the Voodoo Crew. It's all there on voodoochef.com. And also follow him on Twitter at VoodooChef13. Same thing with Instagram, correct?
Absolutely.
Did I miss anything?
Hit us on Facebook and let's announce it right here.
Yeah.
Real soon, and Johnny B is going to be hanging out with us, the Voodoo Like We Do podcast.
Oh, shit. The Voodoo Like We Do podcast is coming up soon. It's going to be badass. Local chefs and, of course, this guy Voodoo with a little touch of rock and roll involved. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. Shout out once again to the Stick Carriers. Love you guys. Bucks Uncensored. Make sure you're listening to that podcast. Support JoeBucksFan.com. I'm a big, big fan. big fan and listener and reader of those guys. They're not sponsors, but you know what? They love me and I love them back, and that's how we do it around here. Have a great day or night or whatever the fuck time you're listening to this, and tell your friends and family about it. Go to the Johnny B Show Uncensored on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, and listen to my regular radio show. I just plugged it again. Monday through Friday, 102.5 The Bone. You can do it on the app or the website, or if you're in your car and you're within the listening area of Tampa Bay, do it old school style and lock in the knob and rip it off. That's how they said it in the 90s and shit. Thanks a lot, everybody. Oh, yeah. Did I mention B-holes? I don't think I did. Wow, what a piece of shit. B-holes. That's what the listeners that listen to me on the radio and on my podcast, they have coined themselves the B-holes, and we have embraced it. By the way, T-shirts are coming. I didn't say it on the radio show, but they are coming. They're in the works right now. Johnny B Show T-shirts. And I'd like to hear some feedback via email, jbuncensored@gmail.com, because I'm torn between I'm a b-hole on the back or hashtag b-hole on the back. You let me know which one you would like, and that's what I will have done. Anyway, thanks a lot. Once again, Chef, thanks for being here, pal.
Anytime, man.
Bye-bye, b-holes.
It's time for a super secret segment. Seriously, don't say shit to anybody.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Though we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did the words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. It's just like every night has its dawn. It's just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Damn sure does, girl. Chef Eric Young's on the guitar.
Listen to our favorite song on the radio, 102.5 The Bone. When I hear the DJ say love's a game of easy come or easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he never felt like this? And I know that you'd be here right now if I could have you let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every
something another. Yeah, the dawn. My bad.
It's just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. I know it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. And like a big old hot dog in your mouth, I forgot the lyrics, but I say words instead. Ooh, I said every damn rose has a thorn. If you hit somebody in the face with it, it can cut their face and it'll make them feel real bad. They'll be like, damn, that's a thorn. And I'll be like, I don't even know why I did that. Normally when you buy roses for somebody, it's in some sort of a good mood situation. But I hit you in the face. Maybe I should seek some counseling, some kind of place. I'm sorry.
I think that's that was close to the right lyrics, right?
I think we nailed it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chef.
Hey, appreciate you having me out, Johnny.
All right. Bye-bye.